And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, the more we learn about yoga, the more we discover that it's a practice with many a variation on a theme. And Rainforest Yoga is bringing a workshop that combines Dharma, somatic movement, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, asana training, as well as other practices. But we're going to have the presenter of this upcoming workshop explain it to us, Juna Devereaux. And we've also got two Rainforest Yoga members, Catherine Heumann and Teresa Zvankara, joining us. But maybe first of all, you could tell us a little bit, Juna, about how you sort of approach yoga as a therapy.
Yeah, thanks, Rhonda. I love that question, yoga as a therapy. Because yoga and meditation, Dharma study, and this unique combination that also involves somatic movement, where the body is out of gravity and we're allowing ourselves to unwind, can really address and unwind habit patterns in the body. And we also have the opportunity to realign with what's actually happening. So often our nervous system and our mind is projecting into the future or feeling regret about the past, and that generates a state of stress. And so through the body, through embodiment, through practicing with others, through meditation, we really get in touch with what's actually happening.
So would you explain what these terms are to us? Because, you know, what is yoga that involves Dharma and somatic movement and some of the other techniques that you've sort of created this interesting hybrid program with?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the word Dharma, I'll start there, with a capital D, is the teachings of the Buddha, but also yogic teachings. So these are ancient teachings dating back 3,000 years, rising out of Nepal and India. And the teachings are really looking again at the nature of reality and also at the laws of nature. So these teachings are really centered around understanding our human condition. And so that's Dharma. And asana is a part of yoga. It's just one part of yoga, but it's what most people associate with yoga. And asana means literally to take a seat for meditation, but there's a whole array of different asanas, different yoga postures that open up the channels of the body in specific ways. So that's what asana is. And somatic, soma, refers to the body. It refers to the body experienced from the inside. It's a Greek word. And somatic movement is movement that's really about sensory awareness. It's really about awakening to sensation in the body and the way that experience, trauma, stress is held in the body, and allowing for that to unwind through movement, as I said earlier, that's done on the ground, it's done out of gravity, slow, soft, gentle, repetitive movements. So this combination is really powerful.
Boy, just talking about it, you've relaxed me somehow. but
I love that.
I want to go to Catherine because as a member of the board, you're always busy putting on these workshops. And so what are you looking for when you bring people like Juna into your workshops?
Thanks for asking that, Rhonda. It's a great question. We are building community as a board and as a Rainforest Yoga Studio. And that community enriches everyone. And especially in navigating these uncertain times that we've been going through. So when we're engaging someone like Juna to come and present a workshop, we're looking at how that can enhance the experiences that we all have and have had as yoga students, and layer that with our experiences, our valuable experiences with other teachers. So we're so grateful when we have someone like Juna agree to embark on this journey with us, and we look forward to learning with and from her.
So, Teresa, you've actually taken a workshop from Juna. What kind of an impact did it have on you?
Yes, I've taken several of Juna's workshops. And what I find is Juna has this really excellent knowledge about the body, and she has such a great way of sharing it. So one of the issues I was having one time in one of her workshops was a strength imbalance in my lower body. And I asked her about it. I was having difficulty going from lunge position to standing. It was different on the two sides of my body. So I asked her about it, and she immediately knew what I should do and gave me a strengthening pose. So she has this really great insight in the body, into the body, and how we can change things to improve our flexibility and our strength. Also, she has, as you noticed, and I think it's probably coming through on the radio, Juna has an incredibly calming voice. And to be in a workshop with her, it's almost like all you need to do is be in there and listen to her voice, and it just calms and settles you. It's really, really lovely. So I highly recommend her workshops. It's been very, very good for me, and I'm looking forward to this next one.
So is this an in-person workshop, or are we doing this via the web?
It's live stream. So Juna will be sending us links to join, just as in a lot of the things we've been doing lately, right? And I've been doing a lot of yoga and other like Pilates online streaming for the last 2 years. And it's really super valuable. It's of course not the same as having someone in the room with you as Teresa described, but we can still reap the benefits of Juna's expertise and her calming voice and presence.
Well, Juna, you do a lot of these workshops. How has it been the last couple of years doing most of them online? Do you miss that connection with people, or are you learning new things?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rhonda. And I think like all of us miss the connection with people. We miss being in the presence of others and the way that regulates us and connects us. And we're working with what we have and with the times that we're in. And so I've been very grateful to the technology that has allowed for myself and my students to come together weekly and through workshops and continue to practice. It's also opened new doors. So folks that I've spent the last 10, 15 years traveling around the country and internationally teaching, and now all those folks can join weekly if they like. So there's benefit as well. So we're making the most of the times that we're in.
So could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where do you live? Because I know it sounds like you travel a lot, and you've got one of those wide-ranging lives because of what you do. But, you know, how did the yoga bug bite you?
That's a great question. It was 60 days for $60. So I was in college, and there was a local studio that had a special 60 days for $60, and they had classes every day. So I went every day, and I couldn't believe how it changed me. It changed me physically almost immediately. But it also gave me access, as I spoke about earlier, to a sense of presence and what that meant and what it meant to be in my body, to be in contact with my body in a healthy way. So that was 20 some years ago. And ever since then, I've just stayed on the path. I met my primary teacher, T.S. Little, shortly after that. And I've really stayed with him along with other teachers. I've studied yoga therapy, somatic therapy, and also the Dharma, so Buddhist Dharma. So the practice has, about myself, I think the through line of all of that is about trust. And that's also what the first workshop is about refuge. It's about trust. So So it's about learning to trust if there's something that calls to you, something that moves your heart, learning to trust in that path and stay with it, even if sometimes there's challenges. So that's, you know, in a very nutshell, very small nutshell, my life. But I live on Orcas Island. So I live in the San Juan Islands. I've lived here for about 20 years.
Well, that's one thing that they talk about is that you are very good at incorporating nature and oceans into your therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've spent, you know, I sailed across part of the Pacific Ocean in a small engineless boat. I've kayaked around the Kenai Peninsula there in Alaska, circumnavigated. I've spent a lot of time in the natural world and live very close to it. And
so what does that have to do with yoga?
Yeah.
How does it connect?
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. We're on the same wavelength. Yoga and Dharma is about nature. It's about the connection and actually the truth that we're part of the web of life and that we're not outside of that. So interdependence is at the heart of yoga practice, of Dharma practice. And the more that we touch into that, the more we care. And I know folks in Juneau care deeply about the natural world because you also live very close to it. And the more we're infused with it, we're inspired by it, we start to really see that we're not separate from the natural world.
So, Catherine, before we run out of time, would you like to provide us some vital stats if we're interested in taking part in this series of workshops?
Yes. Well, first, look at your calendar and see if Friday, March 25th in the early evening, you're available. And then the next day, Saturday, there are two segments, one in the morning and one in the later afternoon. So three sessions. Go to rainforestyoga.org to register, or if you use MindBody app, go to the MindBody app, and on the MindBody app or either one, you'll register for each session separately, and there's a button where you can register for all three if that's what you're going to do.
All right. Well, just a final question for Juna is, I've heard your technique of practicing yoga as body poetry. Do you think of it as that?
Oh, I love it that you're bringing that in. I do, because poetry speaks to the heart. It kind of bypasses the thinking mind, the cognitive mind that tends to separate things into us and them and this and that. And so, yeah, I feel like the practice of yoga can be that. It can take us directly to our heart. And that's at the essence of this workshop series, Refuge, Resilience, and Response, is to touch into the energy of the heart and feel what it is that we would like to take action in this world. So we allow the practice to really feed us in that way and inspire us.
So Teresa, we'll let you have the last word here. So did the workshops that you took with Juna, did they unlock your stress? And how did you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, after a workshop with Juna, you just kind of float right out of the room. It is so calming and relaxing and strengthening, too. It's wonderful.
All right. Well, I will have to let the three of you go now. But thank you so much for being with us. We have Juna Devereaux. She's the presenter for this upcoming Rainforest Yoga Workshop, as well as Catherine Heumann and Teresa Svankara. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Rhonda.